hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Well, you can keep looking if you want. You can keep searching. We've been searching all over the place here. No Greg the Dive Master on the premises today. He's on a family vacation. He has not taken any mermaids. He has not taken any Brazilian swimsuit models. He has not taken any dive students. He has only taken his lovely and unbelievably patient wife. And his two children.
And the children, yes.
And gone away on vacation.
Because he doesn't travel enough.
Right, because he has such a demanding work lifestyle. He has to have some vacation. He has to have some downtime. And he's not with us today, but that's all right. I am Bill, the producer. I'm filling in for Greg, the dive master, today. Also with us today, you just heard Single Scott. Bob is here. Bob.
Laughing Bob.
Also in the house.
I get paid by the way.
Yes, you do. We have CJ, Greg's one of Greg's first dive students, and also Pete Murray, that's Net Doc from Scuba Board. All of us here to help you with your virtual dive for this week right here at scubaradio.com, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, before we get too much further along, though, it is time for us to go to the phones, because with us on the phones is the president of the Dominica Water Sports Association, none other than the man, the myth, the legend himself, Simon Walsh. Simon, it's good to have you with us today on Scuba Radio.
Good to be here, Bill. Good to talk about Dominica and our dive and our upcoming dive festival.
And now, dive festival, the Dominica Dive Festival is coming up. What are the dates on that?
July 10th to the 19th.
Now, July 10th to 19th, I know that Scuba Radio has been a part of that in the past, and I know that Single Scott, that is his next dive destination, the island of Dominica. Now, Scott, have you been there before?
I have not been there before, and I'm already packed because I'm so excited.
All right. Now, Simon, what sort of things, in terms of diving, do we need to get Scott prepared for?
Well, what he's going to be discovering is some of the Caribbean sort of undiscovered dive spots. I mean, we're not one of the famous or the kind of places that people consider first that they see everywhere. You know, Dominica is a little bit off the beaten path, and our dive sites are absolutely pristine, and we have really, really, from what I've seen, some of the most colorful reefs and healthiest reefs in the area. 1,500-foot walls, huge sponges, absolutely brilliantly colored sponges everywhere, crinoids. I was just actually diving another island, and sort of a good reminder of how much color we have and how many crinoids we have on our reefs. Just amazing color everywhere. It'll really blow Scott's mind.
I think you're ready for that. You're geared up for that.
Well, I am geared up for that. When Greg offered me the trip and wanted me to come down, he said, "Scott, this is one of the places that he just loves, and he couldn't say enough good things about it."
Yeah, I know last time we were here, unfortunately, we'd had something very rarely that happens here, but we'd had the whole Caribbean region and had an algae bloom, and our visibility was way down. So when Greg really gets to see things with good visibility, it's really going to blow his mind.
Now, the other thing, too, is that the island of Dominica above the water is very different as well.
It's completely different. I mean, everybody thinks Caribbean, and all they really think of is sort of, you know, beautiful white sand beaches and palm trees, and that's about it. But in Dominica, we're known as a nature island of the Caribbean, and it's amazing. I mean, we have waterfalls everywhere. We have 365 rivers. We have untouched rainforest in the interior, volcanic hot springs. I know that was one of Greg's favorite things, and we look forward to taking the mermaids into some of our fantastic hot pools that we have down here. So you got diving in the morning, and then the afternoon we'll be up in the waterfalls and inside volcanic hot springs and drinking our local beer, which Greg was very adept at.
Oh, how nice. Nice to know he was good at drinking beer.
I'd like to make a correction here. The visibility is going to be great for Greg for about the first 5 seconds. Well, yes, near the bottom, then that's going to go. I've seen Greg dive.
Well, we don't have a lot of sandy bottoms here, you see, so you've got to keep off the bottom. So the visibility will have to stay good.
All right. So when folks are coming out for the Dominica Dive Fest, still there's room available. There's still place for you to bring people from off the island in for the Dive Fest.
Oh, there's tons of room available. We never really get full up for Dive Fest. As I mentioned, we're not one of the easier destinations to get to, so it's not like a dive festival where the whole island is full up. Even when things are busy in the middle of season here, there's still room on the dive boats, and you know, we're not running big boats full of huge groups. It's a much more personal kind of in-touch dive experience down here. So we're going to be going around with Greg and the Mermaids and Scott and some of our sponsors like Sea Life Cameras and Oceanic and Henderson Wetsuits, and going around all the different areas of the island and diving with different dive shops throughout the entire week. So there's tons of room. Everybody has space on board. The hotels have rooms. One of the reasons we do Dive Fest in July is to sort of, you know, try and boost up the business a little bit for the month of July, because it's not traditionally a busy time in the Caribbean.
Even though the diving is fantastic in July,
The diving's incredible. I mean, the great thing is the whole island is. July is a great time to come down. There's hardly anybody around. The cruise ships aren't calling except for once a week. So, you know, you go to these waterfalls, even the ones that are really easy to access, and there's nobody here. The dive boats have a couple of people on board, and the visibility is excellent as it is year round. And there's absolutely nothing to worry about in July. It's a fantastic time. But obviously, you know, that's when it's getting warmer in Europe and the United States, and people are tending to travel less.
Well, and then the other thing too is, and keep this in mind, folks, if you're on the island of Dominica between July 10th and July 19th, your chances of seeing a mermaid, any of these waterfalls, is astronomically higher than it is any time outside of the window of July 10th to the 19th.
Yeah, we are smack in the middle of the mermaid migration season from July 10th to the 19th, so I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing some around here.
Yes, whale sharks and mermaids.
Watching boats going out looking for them, because we have resident sperm whales down here, which is very rare. So we're going to be going out to see if the mermaids might be frolicking with the sperm whales or dolphins or anything like that. And of course, we'll be seeing if the mermaids might pop up in hot springs, waterfalls, rivers. I mean, who knows where they can show up? Once they get to Dominica, they're going to love it.
So the question really is: do the mermaids come down to see the whales, or do the whales come in to see the mermaids?
I think it's a very mutual thing. Yeah, it doesn't matter which one of them you talk to. It's definitely a mutual thing.
You have a whale of a time anyway. You
know. Oh, dear.
There we go.
Sounds like a tale to me.
All right, I'm putting an end to this right now. Simon, is there a website we can direct people towards to find out more about Dominica Dive Fest and especially any sort of suggestions for making travel arrangements to get there?
Yes, divefestdominica.com is the official website for the Dive Fest. And also dominicawatersports.com is the association website. But the easiest one right now, if you go to divefestdominica.com, you'll see some specials going on in the various hotels and dive shops. You'll see a tentative schedule of events, and these events are changing as we go along. But there's a lot of fun events coming up. And, of course, it's not all geared around diving. There's a lot of nighttime music and all sorts of things going on. So there's a lot going on. If you want to get down here, really the best thing is fly into San Juan, and from San Juan you'll change planes and come down on American Eagle into Dominica.
Swimming is really out of the question, right?
A lot of the packages we have on the website. Would not have airfare included, but it's fairly easy to organize yourself.
Not without a scooter, Bill.
Yeah, so swimming to Dominica is really out of the question.
I think the mermaids must have left already because it's a long, long swim all the way down to the southern part of the Caribbean.
Hopefully the mermaids
have departed a couple of weeks back.
Dominica, by the way, is spelled D-O-M-I-N-I-C-A. Divefestdominica.com. Check out the website. Simon, thank you very much for taking some time with us today.
All right, thanks a lot. We look forward to seeing Scott and Greg and the mermaids down here on July 10th.
You know, he says that like he means it, too. We look forward to seeing Scott and Greg
and
the mermaids. He really means they're looking forward to seeing the mermaids.
Bill, you're not going on this one again?
Surprise, surprise. Simon, thanks again for being with us.
All right, Bill, I hope you come down next time.
I will do my darndest. That is Simon Walsh. He is the president of Dominica Water Sports Association. Check out DominicaWaterSports.com or DiveFestDominica.com. All right, now in the studio with us, we do have a man who has brought an amazing little gadget. Now, you got to watch out. When you see Pete from, he's NetDoc on ScubaBoard.com. When you see him come in, he says, you are not going to believe what I've got to show you. You always have some sense of trepidation.
You back up.
You know, it's you get the sense of, hold on while I whip this out. You get that
literally
feeling. Yes. And then he brought out, first of all, a very cool package.
It is a cool package. Isn't that a novel way?
Wow. Really?
We're talking about packages? What?
Isn't that a novel way of packaging a hose?
It's not getting better.
Moving along.
But no, this is it's a MyFlex, MIFLEX. It's the MyFlex 2. It's the extreme high pressure hose, 36-inch black high pressure hose from MyFlex. You can check out the website myflex.com, MIFLEX. But this is super cool hose material.
I mean, this hose, most high pressure hoses are what, half inch, 5/8,
right,
somewhere in there.
Yeah,
this is not even 3/16 in diameter, and it's definitely under a quarter, and it's just an amazing hose. You can tie it in a knot, not hurt the hose. It's
repeat that for me.
Tie it in a knot,
and not a
not
little knot. Here's the thing. He says, "Oh, play with it. Do whatever you want with it." So I'm,
he's
spinning it around.
He's gently playing with it.
CJ's, first of all, he's thinking this is somebody else's hose, not mine.
Right.
I don't want to break it. So he's tugging at the couplings and stuff, and Pete rips it out of his hands and says, "No, you're not even trying." And he just jerks an overhand knot into the middle of this as tight as can be.
And
it's fine. You're not going to be able to hurt this hose. It's really thin, and I got to correct the website. I gave you bad information on the website because it's a UK company.
It is.
So it's actually myflexhoses.co.uk. So myflexhoses.co.uk.
And go figure, you can find all about them on ScubaBoard.
And you can go to scubaboard.com. Easy and domestic. Always get your imported hoses from an American company. That's what I say. Scubaboard.com. Check it out. MyFlex, MIFLEX. We'll be right back with more of Scuba Radio. Captain Slate coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
We belong to the sea, to the whites, you and me. Living in the ocean so blue. We belong to the sea, of the wild, we are free. A minute everlasting.
This is a picture of beauty, five men swaying in time to the music here at the Scuba Radio Studios. Bill, the producer, filling in for Greg, the dive master,
missing dive master.
Yes. He is on vacation with the family, so he's not with us today, but we are here. Single Scott is here, singlescott.com. Pete Murray, NetDoc from ScubaBoard.com is here. CJ from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I like that.
And also Bob DiPilato from BobDiPilato at Facebook.com.
Which is our live laugh track today.
Yeah. Nice work. Nice work. He just got laid off by Letterman. You laughed at the Palin thing. Never mind. Moving forward.
You know, that was like anti-funny.
I guess that's why I didn't laugh.
Bill Keevan can not only not be funny, but he can suck the humor right out of a room.
All right, moving forward. That. Moving forward,
many
though.
Many fire suppression units.
Feature my comedy.
Right. Well, he's not funny until you look at him.
There we go. So on the phone line, a man who can't see us, it is none other than Captain Slate. Captain Slate from down in Largo.
Slate!
Guys, you need to be here. The Grove was beautiful. No current. We did a double dip on her. I dove it. It was beautiful today.
Oh, sure. Rub it in.
Yesterday we did a creature feature. I'm telling you, could have water skied on the elbow. It was beautiful. I heard Uncle Pete's in there. I need to get his backside back down here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Slate.
Well, he's
having fun down here, and all of a sudden you vanished. You got to get back.
My ankle's almost ready for nonstop fun.
Good. Well, we're waiting for you, buddy.
We've got our servers installed, too. That was the thing that was really holding me up. We put the 6 servers in for Scuba Board this week, and wow, we're cranking.
Well, I heard you've been busy with Scuba Board, but now it's time to go diving. The summer's
yes, sir.
Here.
All right, now he is going to be down there for the big Scuba Board event down there in the Keys. He's going to be diving with you, Slate.
Yep.
So when folks come down there and they dive with Captain Slate, first of all, what website should we direct them towards?
My website, www.CaptainSlate.com.
That difficult, huh?
It should be CaptainSlateIsCool.com.
Well, it was cool today. I hit a thermocline of 70 feet. I was in my little 3.2. I hung up the 5 mil, but I was thinking, whoa. But it wasn't too bad. But it was a cold. It was a little chilly on the old deck of the Grove today.
And that's, of course, the Spiegel Grove, which is how far off of the coast of Key Largo there? How long is the...
Just over 4 miles.
Just over 4 miles. You catch that in about 15 minutes on the boat.
A little longer. We got about a 35-minute ride from our... Most of the shops have about a 30-minute ride out. If you're in your own boat or you're a speed boat, you can get there in 20 minutes.
Of all of the dive shops down in the Keys, and I have dove literally with every single one of them, Captain Slate's boats have to be the most stable out there. If you're prone to seasickness, if you're prone to whatever, get on one of his boats and you're not going to have an issue with it. You're probably not going to have an issue with it.
Is it because Captain Slate only takes you out when the water is glass smooth, or does he somehow control the elements?
That's what I do, and if it's 1 to 2 foot seas, I tell so many jokes, people are laughing so hard they don't get seasick.
But his jokes are funny, Bill.
That's where the confusion comes in. Now I'm starting to understand. Captain Slate, we appreciate you taking some time for us. I know you're heading off to a wedding today. Anybody you know?
I got to go out and do a wedding. I'm actually doing one tonight for a couple down the Almirada. I don't know.
In the water?
I'm getting to one, but they're fun.
In the water or out of the water?
No, this one's out of the water.
He'll do it anywhere. He will marry you. If you can get within 100 miles of Captain Slate, he will marry you.
He's a wedding whore, I'm telling you.
I am.
Well, Captain Slate, always good to talk with you, and it's good to know that you don't need to be taken out to beyond the 3 mile limit to actually be able to do that. That you can do that on land as well. That's nice.
That's exactly right. We've had them in the morning or in the afternoon and underwater, and in the evening on land.
Check it out at CaptainSlate.com. www.CaptainSlate SLATE CaptainSlate.com. Slate, good talking with you.
Good talking to you, and you guys take care, and don't burn the bridge down or the building down while Greg's out on vacation.
Yeah, we'll do our darndest.
Greg's not here. It's safe.
We may be safer without him, I think, Slate.
I think you're right.
All right. That is Captain Slate from down there in Key Largo, down in the Keys, the northern part of the Keys. Not that Key West silliness.
The best part of the Keys.
The best part of the Keys.
Actually, that would be like the east part of the Keys.
East, I suppose. North and east. It's like the New England of the Keys.
Mostly east.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No project's too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Also devoted to stories about my grandfather, but that's only during the breaks. While we're live, we're talking diving nonstop today. Talking about diving equipment, talking about diving destinations.
And you know what that means?
That means Greg's not here.
Greg's not here.
We actually talk about diving.
It is unbelievable how that manages to happen in certain circumstances. Diving down with us on our virtual dive today, we do have a Single Scott from singlescott.com. We have Pete Murray, that's NetDoc from scubaboard.com. And you know, I keep saying your name, Pete Murray, and normally
well,
we just call you NetDoc.
That's my name.
The reason that that's so interesting to me, and I'll just share that, a guy named Pete Murray awarded me my eagle.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, he was the assistant scoutmaster for our troop for years and years and years, and my mother tried to kill him once. By accident.
By sending you out with him, is that it? Putting
no,
you on the same
that was,
camping trip?
That was quite the opposite. She backed a van into him during a paper drive.
Ooh!
I remember those paper drives.
Yep. Also with us is CJ. Now, CJ, we have not talked with you a lot today, and now it is time for us to talk with you.
All right, what do you got? Fire away.
Well, here's the thing. We know what Scott's doing next for his next dive. We know what Pete's doing next for his next dives. What are you doing next for your next dive?
Well, it's funny you mention that because I just figured it out.
Oh, just this minute?
Within, like, the last 2 minutes.
Okay.
You're talking to Captain Slate?
I was.
You mentioned his website?
I did.
I just went up and checked it out. I've got to do that. I've not been down there.
The thing about Captain Slate, first of all, if you go out in the boat with Captain Slate...
You're coming back.
Well, you are coming back. That's for darn sure.
He may not come back.
He does some crazy stuff under the water.
Who does?
Captain Slate?
Oh, man, safer than anyone I know.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Hey, no one can burp underwater like Captain Slate.
Or above water,
or,
for that matter.
We've got that somewhere, don't
we? Yeah, we probably do. We'll check that out. But we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up next here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes. They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really?
I took a dive.
You are listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Bill, the producer, filling in for Greg, the dive master. Greg is not with us today. We were just talking with one of Greg's first dive students. And really, you James, and Kelly were his first graduates of the program, right?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't realize we were the first at the time. So it's good that you wait until now, years later, to reveal this very important information.
There were some tip-offs you probably should have taken notice of during the thing, like the constant having to refer back to the manual on what to teach next.
Well, and then, and I'm sure he's excellent with the paperwork. I'm sure there was never any problem with the paperwork. He has such a attention to detail.
It was literally like, dude, whatever it says. I don't,
he's too broke to pay attention.
No, but it's fortunately I'm a very strong swimmer, so I had that go. I had
and
that
he
going
can hold
for
his breath
me.
For long periods of time.
Now, Pete, I don't know if you're aware of this or not. I think this segment's long enough to tell this story. The first time that Greg really took his dive students away anywhere, he took his dive class. He took CJ
here.
He took James, and he took Kelly.
Kelly, yeah.
The Brazilian swimsuit model. Now, during this training, that's where James got his term, Jimmy the Helper Boy, because that's what he did. He every time Kelly needed something,
right. Well, actually,
James was getting
that
it.
Started back at the beginning at the pool.
Yeah.
When she didn't want to haul around this heavy tank. James like, oh, well, let me get that for you, you know. And I was like, I saw that coming a mile away. I said, oh, sucker.
The boy's no fool.
Have it all to yourself, buddy.
Yeah, in fact, we have audio of that.
Jimmy the helper boy, I need your help.
All right, now, that's how it starts. Now, he takes them out on a dive trip. On the dive trip, where did you go to?
Bahamas, I believe it was.
The Bahamas, yeah. Okay. On the Bahamas dive trip, he actually manages to damage the two people who are professionals. All right? CJ ruptures an eardrum.
Yeah, that sucked.
Okay,
what?
On the dive.
What?
Exactly. Now, for those of you that aren't aware, CJ is a professional radio guy. He's not a DJ.
Despite,
he's not a talking guy.
Despite what this might sound like.
What he does is real art, and he has to hear in order to do it.
That's a matter of opinion.
So you guys have nothing
It's not a matter of opinion. You've been granted a national award. It's now a fact. All right, CJ? So
oh, that thing.
Stop it already with that. But Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, actually got mass squeeze so bad.
She looked like a raccoon.
Not just a raccoon, because the whites of her eyes became so bloodshot she couldn't work for 2 months.
Wow.
This is a quality instructor. It's not fair to blame him, but I do anyway.
It couldn't have been me with the mass squeeze and her with the ear thing.
Yeah, it couldn't have been, because she's not going to listen anyway.
Yeah.
What's she going to do? I mean, seriously, she says what 1,000 times anyway. It's like she can't understand her accent.
But we're all recovered. We're all good. You know.
Now, it just dawned on me that the helper boy is not going to Dominica.
Uh-oh.
And I am.
Uh-oh.
Do I have a new job title now?
You might be Scotty the single helper boy.
Uh-oh.
Are you bringing a Brazilian swimsuit model or a mermaid?
Both.
Your life is over as you know it.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Rendezvous is in full swing here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Bill, the producer, filling in for Greg, the dive master. Also with us today, we have Bob DiPalato, CJ, Greg's first dive student. Also, we have Pete, that's NetDoc from scubaboard.com, and the one and only Single Scott from singlescott.com. Check out his website, singlescott.com. Now, Single Scott, not only are you a world-traveling diver.
Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of people that travel around and dive do so professionally. They do it with some sort of professional connection.
I've never been professional.
Yeah, and that's what we like about you, Scott. But you are now something of a celebrity, making your very first scuba-related speaking engagement as an ambassador of the diving world.
I was on the Necton Pilot, and the Villages Scuba Club was on there.
Yes.
And they invited me to come and be a guest speaker.
So on July the 1st, you're going to the Villages. Now, the Villages is a community in the smack dab in the middle of Central Florida.
Yes.
And it's
kind of an active retirement, do-everything kind of place.
So really, what issues involve the geriatric driver?
Driver or diver?
Diver.
Or
driver.
Well, now, you say geriatric. One of the things about the Villages, which a lot of the people that I know that are familiar with the Villages, is that they're not 90-year-olds by far and large.
They're like 40.
55 is the minimum.
50s, 60s, and 70s. These are active people. These are not people that necessarily need assisted living.
We have a different definition of active.
I'm telling you what, some of the activities which I hear about coming out of the Villages are far more active than are happening at my house. I'll tell you what. I'm just saying.
I have heard that, too.
Yeah.
Let me back him up.
Yeah.
And now, Bob, did you ever work out at the Villages on any of the radio equipment? Did you ever see anything which made you think, I shouldn't have had to see that?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Eyes straight forward. Just keep your head down and just keep working. That was my motto when I went up to the Villages.
What happens in the Villages stays in the Villages.
Are we talking like rated X Golden Girls type deals? They didn't have to pay him to laugh, it sounds like.
But it's great that you're going to be able to be out there. You're going to be representing Scuba Radio while you're there.
I am.
So I want us all to start thinking about this while we talk on another topic, and then we'll come back at the close of the show. We each need to give Scott one tip. About speaking publicly at the Villages. So start thinking about that now.
Like a spear tip?
Not a spear tip, no. Although you have a gigantic shark's tooth around your neck.
I do have a gigantic.
Holy cow, that's big.
It's not quite 3 inches.
It's still pretty big, I think, for a shark's tooth. Certain other parts, it wouldn't be anything to speak about. But for a shark's tooth, that's saying something.
And I'm going tomorrow, actually, to look for more.
Off of
Venice Beach, Florida, with the Aristocat Dive Charters, Captain Jamie Bostwick.
Very nice. Aristocat?
Aristocat spelled with a K.
Okay. Check that out. Do a search.
Not an okay, AK.
AK. An AK. All right, not an okay, an AK. Gotcha. All right, and so everybody's going to have one tip for Scott before the end of the program for speaking at the Villages, and I'm already taking Imagine That They're Naked. So you guys can't have that one. All right, so... one other thing we want to talk about, though, Pete, is something that you want to talk about.
Ah.
So,
the culinary delight.
The culinary delight, which is the lionfish.
The lionfish.
Now, actually, when we were in, and CJ, I know you were there on the trip, and Scott, I think you were there as well, when we were over in the Bahamas for Memorial Day last year.
Right.
There were a lot of lionfish.
Yeah.
A lot. There were lionfish right off the pier.
More than the Pacific.
Right. There are a lot of lionfish around. And the problem, of course, is they have
lying.
No natural predators.
Except for man.
You seem to be onto something.
Except for man. I mean, let's face it. If we love something, we kill the thing off.
Absolutely right.
Okay, so I say let's learn how to cook lionfish.
So maybe we should have a Scuba Radio-sponsored lionfish cook-off?
I think that would be great. There's actually a place in North Carolina, and it's on Scuba Board. I can't remember the name of the actual thing, but you just go to lionfish on Scuba Board, you'll be able to find it. But there's a dive shop that's actually shooting lionfish to send out to restaurants all over the U.S.
In North Carolina?
In North Carolina.
That far north?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Lionfish.
Oh, yeah.
No, not cows. Lionfish.
Correct. All right.
Holy lion.
Holy lion.
You ain't lying.
Okay.
You ain't lying.
So, moving forward on this. So, in North Carolina, they're killing lionfish and sending them out to restaurants just in packages, and it's like a surprise, and they open it up and say, see what you can do with this?
No, I think it's actually becoming a big market, and they're going to try and make it so it's commercially viable, which means that they can do it commercially and, you know, again, eradicate the species while harvesting for money.
So, pretty much... humans doing what humans do best.
Exactly.
There we are. And eventually our goal is to have a tank in every restaurant with lionfish just swimming around in it. You pick them out like you do a lobster.
We're
what do you think about this as a plan? I mean, I'm liking this as a plan.
I think what we got to do is get the Chinese to think that it's an aphrodisiac. Okay, this is better than shark fin. Okay, better than shark fin.
That would do it.
So if we can do that, you know what? I actually read on the internet.
We won't have lionfish in the Pacific after that.
Lionfish, if made in a stew, will actually be able to increase the libido of a man by 73%.
Wow.
I read that. And you can pass that along as a fact. That is an absolute fact. If you hear it, especially if you talk to any Chinese people, this is a fact.
By lionfish agra.
Put it on the web and it'll be fact.
There we are. Well, I just said that it was on the web, which is nearly a fact.
Yeah, but the quote says be Kievan at the bottom of it.
Well, you know what? You work with what you can.
Well, you know, 67% of all statistics are made up, including
that one. I believe that entirely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to wrap up this afternoon's Scuba Radio performance. We are going to, however, need to make sure that Scott is fully prepared for his adventure in the villages. Now, we're all going to, when we come back, give you one piece of advice. But this is one thing, Scott, that I want you to understand. Do not imagine that you are naked.
That's something
while
I would
you're
never
doing
want
it.
To do.
So it's okay to imagine the audience is naked. Do not imagine that you are naked, because I know what you'd do.
Not
Don't go anywhere.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Well, folks, we are wrapping up another successful virtual dive here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Oh, do you know what we should have done during the break? We should have practiced the end. You're going to be okay for the end of this one?
God, it's been a while, yeah, but I'll try.
Okay, you concentrate, see if you got anything for me.
Hey, Bill, I got a serious question.
Okay.
He's going to the villages.
Scott, single Scott from singlescott.com.
Going to the villages. Do you think there's any truth to the rumor that they spiked the punch with geritol?
I don't know if there's any rumor, if any truth to that rumor at all.
If they have punch, I'll check.
Well, that's nice of you to do
punch.
Research for us.
It's prune punch, but
hit the ground running, Scotty.
I'll do a shot. You know me, Scuba Radio, take one for the team.
All right, you've drunk worse for Scuba Radio. That I know.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is going to be doing his talk at the villages on July the 1st. I think we need to send him off today with one tidbit of advice. Pete, are you ready for your tidbit of advice?
I am. Okay, and it's very important.
Make sure you speak up so they can hear you!
Okay, that's noted.
That's a good start. All right, CJ?
Open with a joke, but let me qualify that by saying nothing that Pete or Bill have written for you.
A real joke?
Open for a funny joke.
Something that Henny Youngman wrote for you might work best.
Yeah, use an old joke.
Yes. All right, Bob.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
And that rounds
out... Yellow snow cone, you mean.
That rounds out our advice. If you have more advice for Scott, go to singlescott.com. And
you can email me,
email him and give him some advice for his journey out to the villages. You know, maybe there are certain precautions you need to take. I'm just saying.
Could be in my wallet already.
All right. All right. Well, next week we expect to hear back again from Greg Holt. Greg the Dive Master will be back from his family vacation. So next week we will have a whole nother 2 hours of this incredibly concentrated 2 hours of scuba education and information that we like to call infotainment.
Let's hear it for Bill.
Yay!
Good job, Bill.
Good job.
Until next week, however, I want you to go to the website. I want you to check out scubaradio.com. Check out all the things that are there. Check out scubaboard.com. Check out Bob DiPilato at Facebook. Check out singlescott.com. And remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody!
Good diving indeed.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.